You're listening to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. If you have a question or comment about today's show, Jay would love to hear from you at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You can also send an email to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. That's questions, the number 4, Taylor@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really glad to have with me once again Brian Groves. He's the CEO and a director of Genesis Metals Corp. He has a long history as an exploration geologist working for major companies like Amex Minerals, Noranda, Placer Dome back in the day, and he's been working with juniors in his more recent years as an exploration geologist and, again, heading up Genesis Metals Corp. It trades in Toronto under the symbol GIS. You can buy it down here in the States, as I have, for my retirement account. It's GGISF, GGISF, 86.8 million shares outstanding. Trading today at a mere 8 cents in U.S. money, thereabouts, giving it a market cap in U.S. money of around $7 million. Thanks for joining me again, Brian.
Thanks, Jay, for having me again.
Just really good to have you with me. It's been a tough market, and we'll get into that. But one of the great things about this market, these exploration markets, is that, yes, they're volatile. The share prices go down, they go up, they go down, they go up. But nothing changes so much in the ground. The metals were laid down there millions of years ago, and they don't go anywhere. But the cycles come back around again, and then you have a chance to for investors, if the timing is right, to make a lot of money in this sector. Talk to us a little bit about, for the benefit of people that might not be at all familiar with your Chevrier project in near Chibougamau, Quebec, that's a project located along the Fan Kemp deformation zone that is viewed as a major conduit for gold mineralization in this area. Talk to us a little bit about that, and I believe there's some other activity right there just south of you that is very positive.
That's right, Jay. Yeah, the Chevrier project is a fairly large land position. It's about 120 square kilometers. As you mentioned, it straddles the Fan Kemp deformation zone, which seems to be one of the major structural breaks that we see in eastern Canada, much like the Cadillac Break in the Val d'Or area, the Porcupine Duster in the Timmins Camp, and so on. So it seems to be the major conduit that controls the location of gold deposits. Interestingly, Chibougamau, which is a town of about 5,000, and it's about an hour and a quarter's flight north from Montreal, so good access, traditionally was a very copper-rich production area, and the gold overprint was seen to the south of the city, and that's where Chevrier is located. There's been sort of recent gold production from gold mines south of the town. And more recently, IAM Gold optioned a property called the Monster Lake property, which sits around about 15 kilometers or 10 miles to the southwest of Chevrier. And they're currently earning in to the level of about 70% from the junior company that owns the project. They've put out an initial resource. It's around about 500,000 ounces of quite high grade, 11 grams plus. Wow. So it's a very, very compelling start. And again, it does speak to the potential in the camp. It's the Fan Kemp deformation zone has probably been regarded as the poor cousin of some of the big Eastern Canadian gold mining areas because of that copper overprint. But we see potential on Chevrier to host a significant deposit, and most of our work has been aimed at doing that. So the quick history: the company Genesis was formed from a predecessor, Toronto-listed junior company that merged with a company based in Toronto that had the Chevrier project. So Genesis has only existed since about mid-2016. We were fortunate enough to raise $3 to $4 million last year and completed about 10,000 meters of drilling on the Chevrier main zone, and that was the site of an historic resource going back several years. And of course, with the TSX rules, we need to take our time, validate and re-drill holes to ensure that the older data can still be used in an updated resource. And that is what we're working towards. Our schedule is still on track. We're looking at November release for the resource estimate. And, we're quite confident that we'll be able to deliver an updated resource that will hopefully be appreciated by the market at a time when the gold price seems to be showing some life again. And we have seen that in our stock. From a low of about 7 cents Canadian, we have come back up to about 9.5 to 10 cents. And I think people are starting to recognize potentially the undervalued nature of Genesis.
Yeah, I see a bit of an uptick from your share price, even at its current levels. So
I know.
I have to ask you. One of the things that really sort of excited me about your story was when you talked about it as an analog to the Goldex project, which is a very profitable mine by Agnico Eagle. But that runs very deep, I believe, given the fact that right now it's not the easiest time to raise money and to put holes in the ground. You're trying to conserve your capital as much as possible, but I understand you have a lot of potential near surface. And I saw some, I think, 11 target areas that you've got mapped on the Chevrier project that you have your eyes on. Are those near surface targets?
Yeah, most of those targets. That's correct, Jay. Most of those targets were identified by previous geological mapping by the government of Quebec, and they identified quartz veins and outcrop. I think one of the most telling aspects about the main zone at Chevrier is the fact that it does come to surface, and you can actually stand on the outcrop and see the alteration package, as well as you occasionally may see visible gold, but it's not that common. But it's a rare event to be able to see that. So that speaks to the relatively shallow nature of the deposit. Having said that, we are looking in the resource estimate. As you're aware, with the current requirements from National Instrument 43-101, we have to provide reasonable economic assumptions around that resource in terms of its development. So we're looking at a two-staged approach, potentially an open pit as the starter and then an underground development to capture the deeper mineralization. So while the mineralization is shallow, it is typical of most of the big gold systems in eastern Canada, in that the depth potential and the deep-seated nature of the intrusions, the fluid flow along the shear zones have quite significant depth potential as well. So we are keeping that in mind, and hence we are looking at the Goldex model, which is Agnico Eagle's deposit in Val d'Or. It's a bulk underground mining situation, and they're using a cutoff grade which is incredibly low. I think it's around about 0.4 to 0.5 grams. They're the sorts of numbers we typically see for open pits, but not for underground.
Right.
But it works simply because you have large intervals of lower grade mineralization, which makes it amenable to bulk underground mining, and hence the unit cost for mining and extraction is kept to a minimum. So we see that as a potential development scenario for the deeper portion of the main zone. And having said all that, that takes nothing away from the potential on the rest of the property. As is typical with so many properties or projects, people focus in where the initial gold discovery is, and they tend to ignore the rest of the project. So we have spent a lot of time, and we continue to compile new data, government regional data that have been released recently, in terms of looking at the complete potential on the property. I might just also add that one interesting aspect is that the location of the Monster Lake project is actually about 2 kilometers, just over a mile, 1.5 miles away off to the west from the immediate trace of the Fan Camp deformation zone. Mm-hmm. So that is suggestive of either, parallel structures running parallel to the Fan Camp or cross-cutting structures. So we are actually utilizing that information to refine targeting for additional prospective areas on Chevrier as well.
Mm-hmm. So if I understand, what you've done is you've been going back over a lot of data that was compiled earlier, and you've been doing all kinds of, I guess, surface geological work, lower cost work in this environment that will help you establish future drill targets?
That's exactly right. Yeah, it's an interesting situation, Jay. Even though this is viewed as a mature, relatively mature exploration area, the reason that geologists tend to go into these areas is that logging companies go in first and cut down trees and push in roads. And sometimes that basic infrastructure of pushing in a gravel road to access the trees opens up areas. It exposes outcrop, and we've actually seen that on our project area. Where some recent logging has exposed some shear zones that we did not know about and do not appear on government maps. So it's still the basic, boots on the ground, looking at the rocks, that still sometimes generates significant opportunities, and that's what we're doing. These activities are low cost, but they potentially have, very significant upside potential in identifying new targets on the property.
Yeah, it's certainly not the kind of things that move markets necessarily.
No,
but they're very, very important, and very wisely you're preserving the treasury as best you can. But I would hope, so your resource estimate or your new resource number, your 4301 resource, will be coming out sometime in November. I understand that would be
that's right, a potential driver. That's right. Our best estimate, Jay, I'll be meeting with the resource estimation group later this month. So the best estimate I could provide would be late November at this stage, but we'll certainly deliver as we promised, which was we made the promise, I think, about 6 months ago that it would be Q4. So we're targeting the end of November to certainly it won't slip beyond that into the new year, that's for sure.
Brian, I believe you have another property that I don't suppose you're doing too much with right now, but the October Gold property in Ontario, is that another one that you hold?
Yes, that's correct. We've had that. It's one of the original projects from the predecessor company that became Genesis. It's a very, very large land position. It's approximately 200 square kilometers, and it's located in a very, very relatively new exploration area in Ontario, south of Timmins. It's close to significant new discoveries. Goldcorp is working at one end, and IAM Gold is working at the other. So we're along the same deformation corridor as some fairly significant players in the gold space. Again, with access to capital being somewhat difficult, we're optimizing our chances by staying focused on Chevrier for the moment.
Sure.
With better times hopefully around the corner, we'll start deploying some capital on October Gold to advance it and potentially look at ways and means of fully establishing the potential on that property.
All right, very good. Well, we'll have to leave it go at that, Brian, because we are out of time. I want to thank you so much for bringing this update to our listeners. I certainly, as a shareholder, looking forward to your resource numbers coming out within about a month or so. So thank you very much for being with us. We'll look to do it again sometime in the future. Well, folks, don't go away. Keith Wiener will be here right after the commercial break to discuss why the Swiss franc, of all fiat currencies in the world, is in a death spiral. So don't go away. We'll be right back with Keith Wiener.
Triumph Gold holds a 100% interest in the district-scale Free Gold Mountain gold-copper project in Yukon, with a government-maintained road accessing their 200-square-kilometer property.
The 2018 drill program has resulted in exciting discoveries to date, hitting the richest intersection ever
in a porphyry system in Yukon.
The company is well-funded and has a large institutional holding, including Goldcorp and Zijin Mining. Triumph trades on the TSX Venture under the symbol TIG and the OTC markets TIGCF. The website is triumphgoldcorp.com.
Gold Mining Inc., ticker symbol GOLD on the TSX and GLDLF on the OTC, is the biggest bet for gold investors and legendary investors like Doug Casey, Rick Rule, and Marin Katusa, who put millions of dollars into backing the company, along with institutional investors. The insiders own over 20%. Gold Mining has strong cash and no debt,
It's one of the top 1% of gold companies that has over 20 million ounces of gold resources. Visit goldmining.com.